Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 3rd. I'm reading from the New International Version. Today's passage is John chapter 8, starting in verse 48, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The title is Jesus and Abraham. The Jews answered him, "Aren't we right in saying that you're a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" "I am not possessed by a demon," said Jesus, "but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death." At this they exclaimed, "Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that whoever obeys your word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?" Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." "You are not yet 50 years old," they said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" "Very truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to go back to verse 58. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am." I am is a very significant word or group of words in the book of John. It also is linked back to who God says he is when he's speaking with Moses at the burning bush. Do you remember that episode when Moses says to God, "Who should I say sent me?" when they ask me when I get to Egypt, "Who sent you here?" And God says to him, "I am who I am." He is the self-existent one. We are because he is, but he is only because he is. He is pre-existent. He has always been and he always will be. And Jesus in this story is linking himself with the pre-existent God. He's saying, "I am eternal." And the people that are questioning him recognize that he is making this distinction and they are very upset. In fact, they want to stone him. I wanted to remind you of seven other I am statements that are in the book of John if you have time to look them up. "I am the bread of life" in chapter 6. "I am the light of the world" in chapter 8. "I am the door" chapter 10. "I am the good shepherd" chapter 10. "I am the resurrection and the life" chapter 11. "I am the way, the truth, and the life" in chapter 14. And then finally in chapter 15, "I am the true vine." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this reminder from the book of John that Jesus lived with you in eternity past. He came to be incarnate with us, and now he is sitting at the right hand of God the Father and will come again. We thank you, Lord, that he has been for us and will be for us the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, a good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, and the true vine. Help us to be a people who run to you, Lord, who depend upon you and know that you are there with us in whatever we face today. Bless those in our fellowship and beyond who need healing, who need a course of action for whatever they're going through, who are going through emotional distress or physical distress. We pray, Lord, specifically for someone who comes to mind even now. And we ask your blessings over this day. help us to go out to be your ambassadors in this world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.